Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
People in the Navan and Meath area are really at risk of poorer health outcomes and indeed death if we don't take these actions. The words yesterday of the Chief Executive of the HSE, Paul Reid, on the This Week programme when he said plans to reconfigure the emergency department at Navan Hospital will proceed. Now, there's huge local opposition to those plans to replace the emergency department at Navan Hospital with a 24-hour medical assessment unit and injury unit. And it's going ahead, despite a request from the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, to put those plans on hold. Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent, is on the line now. So Fionnán, we know as of this morning that the HSE CEO Paul Reid is going to step down later this year. That was confirmed just before 10 o'clock. Does that explain why he felt so free yesterday to say what he said?
Well, the reason he feels so free to say what he said is that the HSE would have to be instructed, not requested by Stephen Donnelly, but instructed legally to not proceed with what is effectively an operational decision by a state agency. In which case, the HSE would be perfectly entitled on the board to say to the minister, OK, but if anything goes wrong in the Navan area in the coming in the coming weeks or months and things happen in a hospital that we are saying is not safe, then that is on your head. So it's a very bizarre situation that you have here, where basically 2 weeks ago exactly, you had the HSE briefing local politicians in the Department of Health at the request of the Minister for Health on the plans and the proposals for Our Lady's Hospital in Navan. And then subsequently you have the Minister for Health saying, oh no, there's no government decision taken here and it's not happening at this point. So there's a direct contradiction there, where the people who are operationally in charge of running the health service are saying one thing, and the person who is the democratically elected minister and in charge of setting national policy is saying another, and they're both doing it within the same building. In Navan itself, they've been down this route before in terms of threats to services. The Save Navan Hospital campaign has been running for quite some time now. There is a public meeting later on this week. There is a march in 10 days' time in Navan. They're expecting large numbers of people to come there. What is effectively happening in Navan is not being picked on here. What's effectively happening in Navan is a similar picture that has emerged in nine other locations across the country, where basically the emergency departments in smaller level two hospitals, which don't have the range of specialism that you'd have in major hospital, are basically downgraded to be treating smaller cases in a more day to day unit basis, and you send then the critically ill patients are definitively sent to larger hospitals within that region. In this case, predominantly Our Lady of Lourdes in Drogheda, but also you're only half away from James Connolly Hospital in Blanchardstown. So if you have a neurological condition, an organ failure, if you've had a serious head injury, cardiac arrest, a stroke, the clinical advice from the medical practitioners in that hospital are saying it is not safe to bring you to hospital in Navan, that you need to go to a hospital where they have the range of specialities and the throughput of patients and the level of staffing that will provide you with the best possible outcome. And that is an argument that has played out previously, and the argument in Navan is no, that we need to keep the emergency department open here, and that Our Lady of Lourdes in Drogheda cannot handle an additional range of patients there.
You can understand why people would be confused here, because the health minister said yesterday evening to RTE that the government position is clear and there's no sanction at this time to make changes at the emergency department at Navan. Paul Reid says it would be a mistake for the minister to direct the HSE to stop the plans using powers under the Health Act.
Yeah, and at the same time, you don't have people in government actually saying that the clinical advice is actually wrong here. And you have the Taoiseach musing in the Dáil last week about how politics likes to ignore the harsh advice that comes from the bodies that set the various standards, and that while no politician wants to close anything, it's important to abide by the clinical advice. So there is an inherent contradiction here between the clinical advice on one hand and the political reality on another, that politicians don't want to have to defend the closure of any service and the moving of any facilities. So as I say, not a new argument, one that has played out before. What's interesting here is you have the Taoiseach saying one thing about taking courageous political decisions. You have the Minister for Justice opposing basically the move. The Minister for Health saying that there isn't sanction for it. So there's a bit of a mess there. And at the same time, the clinical advice that this hospital is not safe for taking critically ill patients is kind of being pushed to one side.
Okay, and on the departure of Paul Reid, I know the news is only about 58 minutes old, but are you hearing that there's surprise at this? He's only in the job just over 3 years.
So he'll have fulfilled 3.5 years of what was thought to have been a 5-year contract. So he'll be leaving a whole 18 months early. So there's some surprise at that. On the flip side, there isn't surprise. The reasons that he is citing, the first one is to spend more time with his family. He predominantly lives in Leitrim. He also lives in Dublin for working days. But his family in the United States that he hasn't obviously seen because of COVID, and he's saying that he's missed an awful lot of family time over the last 2 years. After all, he took over just 9 months before the outbreak of COVID-19. He took over in the summer of 2019. So he has been the face of COVID within the HSE. He's also saying that this is a good time to change over. So what we're seeing now within the health service is a return to normal after relative normal after COVID-19. You're seeing demands now for better services to be provided, acceleration of the sláinte care health reforms, and an adaptation of services in the wake of COVID-19 and the challenges that put up. And at the same time, this pressures around staffing and resources. So yeah, you could argue it's a good time for somebody new to take over. Nice. After all, come the end of the year, you'll probably also have a new Minister for Health. You'll certainly have a new Taoiseach as well in place.
Fionnán, thank you very much. Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent. Let's go to the newsroom and to Brian Jennings.